And now a brief escape into fiction with a review of a new novel. It's the first book in a series of science fiction novels written by two authors, Gregory Benford and Larry Niven. It's called Bowl of Heaven, and our critic Alan Chu says even readers who don't like science fiction will enjoy it.
So picture this. A spaceship en route from Earth to another star system encounters what the human explorers see as a vast contrivance. It's a bowl-shaped structure in space so large that it contains a star, and is so large in design that it has millions of miles of surface. And it's all moving toward the same destination the crew discovers as their own. And the bowl, as our space travelers, a mix of engineers and scientists, some of them married to each other, discover when they land on it, is inhabited. And the inhabitants remind them of intelligent dinosaurs who have evolved into giant intelligent birds. That's right, there's a vast world shaped like a bowl or a cup, equipped with its own star, sailing through space, and it's ruled by a bunch of autocratic, brilliant creatures who at first glance appear to resemble Big Bird. To say it sounds almost silly, sort of like, say, trying to describe the importance of a novel like Moby Dick. It's about whale hunting, really? But the bird folk, as the human beings call them, have a fascinating, if somewhat cruel, social arrangement among themselves, and they stand at the top of the food chain on Cup World. Once the Earth folk land, they have to outrun, if not outfight, the big birds. So for a time, the space story turns into a chase story. And how does it all turn out? We're going to have to wait for the next volume from this top-flight pair of writers.
The novel is called Bowl of Heaven by Gregory Benford and Larry Niven. It was reviewed by Alan Chews, whose latest book is a trio of novellas called Paradise.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.